by weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's showers and thunderstorms, temperatures mid-80s, winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight, temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Trade reports released by USDA show that China is picking up the pace of buying U.S. ag commodities, making both old crop and new crop purchases. Chinese buyers purchasing a lot of U.S. corn, soybeans, and wheat in the recent run on commodities during the week of July 3rd through the 9th. USDA reported 768,300 metric tons of old crop corn sales, 600,000 tons of new crop sales. Additional corn exports during the week were 119,700 tons. The USDA trade report also showed the new export sales of soybeans, 552,000 tons, 390,000 of which were delivered during the next marketing year that starts on September 1st. The export sales report says new soybean crop sales came in 389,000 tons, exports about 228,000 tons. Chinese buyers also purchased more than 323,000 tons of wheat during the same week. That pushes the total sales up to the highest point for 20 and 21. USDA also says weekly exports totaled 113,700 tons. Net sale of cotton, rice, and barley, but lower than the previous week, but net sorghum sales up 35% from the prior week. Legislation regarding U.S. investments in locks and dams and other inland waterway investments passed out of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee last week. The Water Resource Development Act of 2020 authorizes construction of 34 pending water infrastructure projects. It also gives the go-ahead on 35 separate feasibility studies on other projects. The bipartisan bill passed out of committee unanimously now heads to the full House floor. Sam Graves of Missouri, the ranking member of the committee, recalled the devastating flooding the Missouri and other Midwest states had in 2019. So the bill includes language to implement changes to help non-federal levees improve flood protection. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, COVID-19 continues to spread across the state of Kansas as the latest Barton County is reporting its third COVID-19 related death over the weekend on Saturday. KWCH reports that the county said it received information from a medical provider in regards to the recent death of the previously confirmed case. The death will be reported to the vital statistics as confirmed of COVID-19 related death in Barton County, and to date they've reported 74 total positive cases in the community. In other news, many teachers across the state are concerned about reopening for the fall semester and the consistency for children, especially the special education departments.
We talked to K-5. You might have fifth graders working at a second grade level. How is that going to work at the same time as we have on-level students in the same room?
That was special education teacher Brenda Moon on KSN News. Many of the school districts across the state are currently working on their guidelines and plans for the semester. Mid-America Network News.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Police say a man working in his garage was fatally shot on Sunday in Kansas City. The Kansas City Star reports that the shooting happened shortly after 10 a.m. as police say two men had been at the home working in the driveway and inside the open garage when they were approached by a man dressed in dark clothes. The man shot at them before fleeing in a vehicle. A 43-year-old man who lives in the home was shot multiple times in his midsection and died at the hospital from his injuries. The other man was not injured. In other news, the Sedgwick County Commission has no immediate plans to follow the White House Task Force report that lays out additional measures county officials should take to slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. A White House Coronavirus Task Force report released on Thursday last week by the Center for Public Integrity says communities and states were considered in the red zone if they had more than 100 new cases per 100,000 people in a week prior to the July 14th report. Sedgwick County is reported to be in that red zone for cases. The report says that officials should use more restrictive public health mandates such as closing bars and limiting public gatherings. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Insurance company Mutual of Omaha has announced it will replace its longtime corporate logo, which features a depiction of a Native American chief. The move comes as corporations and sports teams face increasing pressure to dump nicknames and depictions that reference American Indians amid a nationwide movement calling for racial justice. The company is in process of creating a new logo. Chairman and CEO James Blackledge said in a news release on Friday last week that Mutual of Omaha is committing an additional $1 million of the $2 million it's already donated annually to community-based initiatives to address racial equality and social justice. And authorities say an inmate is missing from a correctional center in Omaha. KETV reports that Matthew Lehman got into a vehicle following a support group meeting in the community on the evening of July 16th and did not return to the community correction center. Lehman is a 39-year-old man, 5'11", 220 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. If you have any information, you can contact State Patrol. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works advised the work has begun on the Waterville Bridge, which will be closed for a couple of weeks. The new construction demolition pit of a landfill is nearing completion. Three bridge projects were approved with funding through the Special Road and Bridge Fund. These include a structure in Blue Rapids Township at $179,000, Oquito Township at $175,000, and a low water crossing in Lincoln Township at $195,000. Commissioners approved moving forward with a program providing chemical for control of Cerisa lespidiza this fall. The budget of $7,000 will be distributed first come, first serve, with Public Works to determine protocol. A large delegation of citizens joined the meeting, which was moved outside to accommodate discussion of wind farm development. KNDY will air more specifics, including comments on the news, tomorrow. Representatives with Universal Construction out of Kansas City met with the board, inquiring into the proposed jail construction. Universal previously put in a bid as construction manager for the project. They were wondering the status of the project at this time. They expressed an interest in bidding the project in the future, The board set a date for a special meeting to work with the auditor for the 2021 Marshall County budget, Thursday, July 30th at 9 a.m. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week again briefly discussed county unit road system with the road and bridge supervisor. It was noted this is only a discussion at this time. A $66,000 contract for culverts was approved. Michael Shear was appointed Haddam Township Clerk at the recommendation of that board. A reminder that loads the Washington County landfill must now be tarped with a $25 fee for a first violation, $50 the second time, and $100 for the third violation. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week heard an update on the final cost estimate for the new Senior Center Transit building to be built. Final estimate, $1,072,152. Nemaha County would be responsible for a total of $471,746 for the entire building. A motion passed unanimously approving the contract with Marvin Planning Consultants to prepare a comprehensive plan for Nemaha County in the amount of $36,800. Several budget requests were submitted, including the Historical Society at $12,000, reflecting an $8,500 increase over the previous year. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last Wednesday, again taking up the matter of wind farm regulations. A three-month moratorium on new special use permits for wind farms was adopted unanimously. Planning and Zoning Committee continues study of setback recommendations and other limitations. The committee will host a public meeting July 30th at Beatrice High School. NextEra Energy and a group of landowners in Gage County have different interpretations as to the legality of the resolution passed. Don Schuster of Philly is announced as write-in candidate for District 6 supervisor, representing southeastern Gage County. No other Republicans filed for the post, set to face Democrat Don Schuler of Wymore, who defeated incumbent John Hill in a primary runoff. Decent crowds in spite of the COVID-19 threat, and a scaled-back Marshall County Fair concludes Monday. Monday afternoon, round robin begins at 3 p.m., Fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, begins at 6, open to the public. It's $8.50 for adults, $5.50 for youth 4 through 12. Kids under 3 eat free. Livestock auction at 7 p.m. wraps things up Monday. Petting zoo and pony rides will be offered on the grounds again Monday evening. Concluding the Marshall County Fair, tune to KNDY for fair results and more fair updates Monday afternoon.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for State Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Chris Kobach lost the governor's race 2 years ago because of what he failed to tell us. Like Kobach accepting campaign contributions from white nationalists. That's right. Kobach accepted thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from a group with close ties to white nationalist and racist views. Now we learn Kobach's campaign paid a known white nationalist who also registered Kobach's current campaign in Kansas. The Kansas City Star reported this same person had, quote, regularly posted hateful comments about Jews and racial minorities on a white nationalist website. Chris Kobach, his bad judgment, his extreme positions, his losing record. Not again. Plains PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.plainspac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we have a frontal boundary across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to become stationary, bringing us prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms. As we head through the day into Wednesday, and it looks like some areas will see chances of showers and thunderstorms towards the end of the week. Otherwise, temperature-wise, definitely not as hot as what we have been seeing. It looks like we'll see temperatures in the 80s. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy in the mid-80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered chances of storms in the upper 80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late July, 92. Recent record high, 104 in 2017. The average low 70, the record low 59 in 2009. Sunset this evening 8:49, sunrise in the morning at 6:16.
If you use white vinegar for cooking and cleaning, you may have noticed things are a little more complicated these days. It's all about vinegar varieties today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 20th, the 202nd day of the year. Musician Carlos Santana has a birthday, and man first walked on the moon on this night in 1969. Buying a simple bottle of wine vinegar has become a little more complicated in recent years. Classic white vinegar with 5% acidity is good for both cooking and cleaning. So-called cleaning vinegar has 6% acidity. If marked as such, you can use it for cooking. Just know that acidity is actually 20% stronger than the 5% formula. Some cleaning vinegars, however, are labeled as not safe for food consumption. Those may contain alcohol, citrus oil, or other chemicals. You have to pay a little more attention these days, even with something as simple as a bottle of vinegar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. Agriculture has been my life as a farm girl and now as a rancher. Rich are the blessings of rural life in Kansas. Agriculture is the backbone of our Kansas economy. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will stand for agriculture and family-owned agribusiness interests, especially equitable taxation policies. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House, District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. NFL players are publicly pleading with the league to address several health and safety concerns on the eve of training camps. Gank News reports that the league informed teams on Saturday the training camps will open on time, even though discussions with the players' unions regarding testing for the coronavirus and other health safety protocols are continuously ongoing. Rookies from Houston and Kansas City are set to report today, and rookies from other teams are due on Tuesday. Players for all the teams are rescheduled to report starting on July 28th. And talking about football, the KU football team will not open its season on September 5th as originally planned. Cake News reports that the Jayhawks opponent was supposed to be set for New Hampshire as part of the Colonial Athletic Association, but due to COVID-19, it has been suspended. KU Athletic Director Jeff Long said KU, along with the Big 12, are continuing our efforts to play a full non-conference and conference football schedule for the fall. Long also said the KU is exploring all other opportunities to fill the opening on the schedule, but for now, the Jayhawks will open their schedule against Baylor starting September 12th.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Well, the Kansas Shrine Bowl happened over the weekend, and the West team emerged victorious over East 14-9 in the 47th annual Kansas Shrine Bowl. KAC News reports that Dalton Miller's 44-yard touchdown run in the middle of the third quarter proved to be much for the East to overcome. The East team had been ball trailing by 5 with about 2 minutes to go, but eventually turned the ball over on downs after a fourth down sack by Mays' Keaton Robertson. The West team also outrushed them 99-44. In other news, the NBC World Series Baseball Tournament has announced on Friday the tournament will continue as planned. KAC News reports that the games are set to be at Wichita State University and in Hutchinson. The tournament schedule is set to begin on August 3rd and runs through the 10th.
The last thing we want to do is have anything negative come out of it. It's a risk for everyone to leave your house right now. And certainly we're going to monitor the situation. We know that our state, our numbers are increasing. And certainly if we're in a position where we are told or advised to cancel, then we will do that.
That was Doug Lampin on KAC News, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team wrapped up a 25-9 season with doubleheader wins Friday and again Saturday. Marysville Post 163 took Seneca in a pair Friday, winning 13-3 and 6-5, then took the Topeka G Team Saturday 10-2 and 13-0, capping again a 25-9 record this season. There are no zone and state tournaments sanctioned by the American Legion this season due to COVID-19.
It's blackberry season somewhere in the country. Enjoy this nutritious, low-calorie fruit fresh from the garden, cooked into your favorite dessert, or made into jam and jelly. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Blackberry season varies with the variety grown and the local growing conditions. Prime harvest season is spring or early summer in the south, later summer to the first fall frost in the Pacific Northwest, and July and August in the rest of the United States. There are also ever-bearing types that produce a summer and fall crop. Harvest blackberries during the cooler parts of the day, like mornings after the dew has dried. Pick fully ripe berries that are plump and completely black and easily come off the plant. Once the berries start ripening, you'll be harvesting every few days. Place berries in the refrigerator right after harvest to prolong freshness for 3 to 4 days. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It dominates the skyline of Boonville, Missouri. If you're from Boonville, you might chuckle at that statement, given the buildings here aren't too tall. But nonetheless, it's a building with quite a story, and we go there on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio,
You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the 1830s, Boonville, Missouri was a growing and promising young town. Locals decided they wanted to promote the arts and formed a thespian society. It was a unique endeavor for those times on the edge of the frontier.
This is going to be somewhat of a little unusual happenstance, but the thought is that Boonville is going to take off and be the next large city in the area.
Laura Wax is the director of the Friends of Historic Boonville. The Thespian Society hosted and produced a number of events just using what building space it could find. But by the 1850s, the society was looking for a permanent home.
It was decided that they needed a set place in which to do this, so fundraising commenced, and then in 1855, construction started on what we now call Thespian Hall.
The residents of Boonville built a place that would get noticed, a place that would stand the test of time.
The building is a four-story Greek Revival theater. It consists of a two-level, what we now consider playhouse, with a grand ballroom up on the third floor and a basement beneath.
The city of Boonville continued to grow, but Thespian Hall has remained the top of the skyline for a century and a half.
It's quite a large, imposing building, and it's very easy to see from a long distance. I don't know if it's the tallest building in town, but if it's not the tallest, it's the second tallest.
It's undergone renovations to bring it back to the elegance of when it was first built.
We've got a huge 48 by 52 foot stage at the back of the theater with box seats flanking either side. It has a horseshoe shaped balcony, and it's very gilded, I guess is a good word for it. We've got lots of gold.
But this theater was in danger in its first decade of existence when something other than a new play came to town. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction with appliances, furniture, household items, a rotting lawnmower, and Ford 8N tractor for the Marjorie Mayer Trust, Marjorie Harlan. Saturday, July 25th, sale begins at 9:30. They have a washer, an electric dryer, 9-foot upright freezer, king-size bed, bedroom set, lazy boy reclining divan, glide rocker, glass front hutch, dining table with 6 chairs and 2 leaves, dinette with 4 swivel chairs, 2-drawer file cabinet. The 51 Ford 8N tractor with blade and comfort cover sells at noon. Also kitchen items and appliances, fancy dishes and glassware, a John Deere 48-inch 22-horse riding mower, Schwinn Airdyne exercise bike, gas grill, patio table with 4 chairs, treadmill, and miscellaneous. This household auction for the Marjorie Mayer Trust, Marjorie Harlan, Saturday, July 25th, begins at 9:30 at 1410 North 15th Court, just west of the intersection of 16th Street and Jayhawk Road, north of the Marysville City Cemetery. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Wouldn't it be great to reduce the amount of mowing you have to do? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Reimagine the use of turf grass areas and you'll save time and money as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
farms and acreages have expansive areas of mowed turf grass, such as behind a barn or livestock building. This type of monoculture doesn't do much for biological and ecological diversity. When you consider fuel purchases, fertilizer, and other maintenance, upkeep can cost you several $100s per year, plus a lot of your time. Convert these areas to native perennial plants and you can cut way back on mowing while improving water quality, soil health, and wildlife habitat. Adam Jenke is an Extension Wildlife Specialist at Iowa State University. He says a financial analysis of this type of transformation shows it will also benefit the checkbook.
Because prairie, when accounting for expenses and spreading them out over 10 years, the average annual cost to establish and maintain a prairie from a turf grass stand over a 10-year period is $111 per acre per year.
Jenke isn't telling folks to park the mower for good. These prairies still require work, but it's a different type of work.
So whereas before we would maybe mow the barn lot 26 times a year, now we need to be back out scouting the pollinator habitat, learning maybe what the problematic species could be. We need to mow early in the establishment phase of the site to try to help the native perennial plants build their root system before they take off and grow tall above the ground and outcompete the annual plants. So through time, you'll sort of reap the rewards.
Experts in natural resources departments, county conservation boards, and others have the technical skills to help you understand how to do it. Learn more about transitioning your turf at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Americans heard that we can control only 20% of our daily life. The other 80%? Well, it's totally out of our hands. Things like traffic, weather, other people's opinions. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So here's the good news. You can give all your effort to the 20% you can control, like how you spend your money and time, and how you use your talents. You have a choice. All these gifts from God can be used for selfish purposes, or they can be used for good. For example, it's easy to get carried away with buying things you don't need. But if your decisions are informed by your faith, it will be much easier to figure out how much to spend, to save, and to give to others. In the end, you get to choose how you use everything God has provided. And with His help, you can make decisions that will help you live a content, confident, and generous life.
The pandemic exposed some flaws in our food system, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
We've gradually become aware of some of the weaknesses in our food system due to climate change. But with the COVID-19 pandemic, flaws were very obvious. So says Ricardo Salvador, who heads the Food and Environment Program for the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The very notion of resilience is that no matter what the challenge is, the system can reconfigure to meet whatever stresses it has to bear up under. The threat of climate change, of course, has always been with us since the beginning of the fossil fuel era. And unfortunately, it has the property that it is a long-term threat, as opposed to COVID, whose effects were immediately visible to everyone and therefore have elicited a response to varying degrees, depending on what part of the world we're in.
Salvador suggests we're not out of the woods yet.
The folks that had warned us that a pandemic like COVID was possible are also the very same people that are telling us that we should be prepared for a succeeding wave, not only of different versions of COVID itself, right, but lots of other zoonotic diseases. That basic feature of the food system, that it should be resilient to be able to withstand surprises that we can't predict or that we think are small probability events. We need to build that into the food system.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Republican Senate Hotline, can I help you?
Yeah, I have some questions about the ads I'm seeing.
Well, I'm here to help.
So they say Chris Kobach is too conservative.
Well, that's a judgment call. He's been very consistent on standing with Trump, building a wall and saying voter fraud is dangerous. And supporters of Chris Kobach say he's never wavered on being tough on China.
Huh, that's good to know. And what about Roger Marshall? The ads say he hasn't been for Trump.
Well, Roger Marshall backed John Kasich against Trump. He's a Mitt Romney Republican.
I don't like Romney.
And critics say even now Marshall hasn't supported Trump. Marshall's been both for and against a wall, and he was for going easy on China. But now he's flipped.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. Sounds like Marshall's a politician who's all over the place.
Well, that's up for you to decide, ma'am. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Hello and good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Again, we check in with Skimper Harvesting as J.C. Skimper joins us over the phones. Real quick, we'll get to your locations up there in the state of Nebraska, but I know you just wrapped up at a few locations throughout the state of Kansas. How did the state of Kansas fare for you this year for 2020 harvest?
Right, so we were in South Central at the end of their track. They saw a pretty nice crop there as far as yield, 40 and 10 bushel there, and they were pretty surprised with the dry winter they had. But we got out on the western side there at Cotton City, Kansas, and it ended up being pretty poor there. Our irrigated stuff was making 60 to 70 because the freeze took a lot of the top tillers off there. Although we had left to cut with the bottom tillers, and also on the dry land, we saw some 10 bushel yield in the corn stalks. It's just too darn dry there.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about your locations up there in the state of Nebraska and how things have been going so far there.
The crop we're cutting here at Oshkosh, Nebraska, they were expecting a 30 to 40 bushel crop with the freeze damage they had here in the dry spring. Well, we're seeing a lot of 50s. So I've had a 50, 51, 55. So it's a little bit better than what they expected. Our test weight is 59 to 62, and our protein on this field they were finishing up on is 11 and a half. Some of them are 12. I have other crews over at Sydney. They got done yesterday. Finding the same thing, 40 to 50 bushel with pretty good test weight and also protein. So, it's been pretty good all the way across Nebraska here for us.
That's again J.C. Skimper with Skimper Harvesting. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest summer harvest update through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The pork checkoff bringing a relevant message to consumers during the COVID-19. National Pork Board Director of Digital Strategy, Jenna DePero, says the strategy is to partner with social media influencers to amplify that pork checkoff message.
This year we've already partnered with over 80 influencers. Campaigns span a variety of topics, including cooking at home during times of social distancing, how to celebrate an unconventional Easter this year, everyone's favorite bacon, and of course, now we're in the middle of grilling season. This year specifically, we've had a focus on making sure consumers find both convenience and comfort in our products. While many people are cooking more at home than ever, we know that pork not only delivers on flavor, but is something that can conveniently be added to the menu any night of the week.
Well, these social media influencers have a unique audience and bring it to the pork checkoff.
We partner with influencers that will obviously be a good representative of our brand and are good advocates for pork. And we are reaching primarily families And these influencers have a presence on either YouTube or their own blog or other social media outlets with dedicated followings of consumers that we can't necessarily reach through our own channel.
Well, so far, these influencers generating over 30 million impressions and 500,000 engagements. More information at pork.org. American Farmland Trust joining forces with the Sand County Foundation to present the Leopold Conservation Award Program through a national sponsorship. The Sand County Foundation created and presents the awards in 21 states. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to take a look at the new government dietary guideline for America after this message. If you're looking for ways to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the green rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178, or you can check out Flura.com. That's Flura.com. Last week, the government released the government dietary guidelines for America. And there were quite a few livestock groups that supported the findings in that release. But one of them was the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. It thanked the members of the 2020 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee for recognizing the role of beef as a healthy lifestyle, including the essential role of beef's nutrients at every life stage. The released recommendations to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the 2020 Dietary Guidelines for Americans will be the cornerstone of all federal nutrition policy. The beef community has made it a priority to protect the scientific credibility of dietary guidelines and to promote accurate information about the nutritional advantages of beef as part of a balanced diet. The Cattlemen's Association, NCBA, in its roles as both the contractor to the beef checkoff and as a member-driven policy association, submitted 21 sets of written comments, providing oral comments and attended public meetings to ensure beef's role in a healthy diet is recognized. The NCBA CEO Colin Woodall said, NCBA and its members have made this work a priority for more than 2 years, and we're pleased that the report reinforces strong science which supports beef's nutritional value in a healthy diet. Woodall noted the recommendations shared in the report mirror many of the recommendations related to red meat, which were included in the 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines. In fact, the amount of meat recommended for healthy diets in the current report is the same as the diets in the 2015 edition. And he also pointed to current report findings that suggest many Americans would benefit from getting more nutrients like protein, iron, and chlorine or choline, which are readily available in beef. And according to Woodall, the report demonstrates that women of childbearing age, adolescent boys and girls, and older Americans, like me, are especially vulnerable to not getting enough of the nutrients found in beef, which further demonstrates beef's value role in the diet. According to Colin Woodall, the CEO of the NCBA. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com.
We're talking today to our SkyTech pilot, Randy Prowitz. Why would producers use a fungicide such as Trivapro?
It's a great return on their investment. They see an increase in yield, harvestability on their crops.
Does it really make a difference?
It does make a difference.
What do you like about Trivapro?
Trivapro has three modes of action that you get for disease control.
And if a producer is thinking about a fungicide, what should they do?
Give us a call at any of our Farmers Cooperative Agronomy branches.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nextar Media Group.
There could be insects, diseases, and weeds that you don't know about in your fields. Now is the time to get out and scout on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
What can happen in the field since you planted it? Mid-season crop scouting is important because different insect and disease pressures become evident at this time of year, but may not be visible deep inside the plant canopy. Boots on the ground and walking the fields will help you catch and diagnose problems early, so corrective action can take place before major losses occur. Paul Gross is a field crop educator at Michigan State University. He recommends looking at your local university scouting calendars and the issues your crops might have at this time.
Northern corn leaf blight, in some areas, you know, soybean aphid is a problem. Japanese beetles, spider mites. The other thing is looking at the nutritional problems that you might have, especially some of the micronutrients, because we'll be able to see some of those nutrient deficiencies in some of those plants, depending on the uniformity of your soil types.
A drone and GPS can help pinpoint spots for you to look at. But Gross says if you're really going to do a good job, you have to be in those fields. Walk in an X or W pattern through the rows for a good sampling. This is also the time to check on weed pressure.
You not only need to be looking at the plants and up, you need to be looking down in the ground to see what the spectrum of weed species is out there. If there's escapes, what are those species? Evaluate the herbicide history on that farm and what's the potential for herbicide-resistant weeds out there.
Gross advises using integrated pest management basics, understanding your thresholds, and keeping good records. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mid-season crop scouting at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour now, we're still seeing more of the same, mostly mixed to slightly lower through the grains of the oil seeds and lower throughout the livestock as well, including August live cattle still down triple digits, down 155 to 101.72. October live down 90 cents, sitting at 105.97. Struggles through the feeder cattle as well as August feeders down 117, sitting at 141.52. And September down 55 cents at 142.77. Mostly red numbers for the lean hogs today, as August is down $1.82, sitting at $50.97. October at $49.67. That's down $1.40. Still mostly lower for the grains, including a still double-digit loss for the wheat complex. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat all down double digits. September KC wheat down 15 cents at 4.33¾. December to 4.45¼. That's down 14 and three quarters. Weaker through the corn complex still, as September corn sitting at 3.28¾. That's down 4¼ cents a day. December right now down 4 at 3.35¾. We see strength throughout the oil seeds as August soybeans up 6 cents at 9.04 a bushel. September up 5½ at 8.97¾. Soybean meal still in the green with August up 140 at 2.87.90. And soybean oil up 24 points sitting at 30.16. Cotton complex also still mostly higher with October cotton up 105 points to 63.07. December up 93 to 62.87. A peek through the energy market, see some rebounding as crude oil back up 15 cents a barrel to $40.74. Unleaded gas is slightly higher at $1.22 a gallon. Heating oil back up 2 at $1.24. And natural gas still in the red down 8 at $1.73. Through the metals, we see August gold up $6.70 to $18.16.60. July silver up sharply up 46 cents to $20.14 an ounce. Sam Speck with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solo, and Stinger. New KMX for 1333 to 1000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country. Heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KMDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.